Hello?
Hi, did that other call get disconnected? I couldn't hear you at all.
I was trying to, there was my call, I was trying to ignore it, but I hung up on you, sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah,
I was just wondering if...
That I was concerned about was that when we had first initially talked, I asked if we could wait to charge me so that I could get more information, and if she would have explained the process and timing for me, I probably would have waited until I had all of my logistics, which I need to do anyway to get all of my LLC transferred and loans up transferred. I've been working on that, but I really need to get fired from that. But
gotcha.
So if that was explained to me prior to discharging, then that, well, not you, but you know, setting up
right.
Then I would have been okay, like, let me go ahead and do that right now so that I can get that going so that when we do come down to submitting what I need for Google, there's no issues.
Right.
That was the issue for me this morning, that it was just, you know, automatically charged. And I think I did. I remember telling you to kind of wait until I got more information before you charged me. So that was my only issue.
Gotcha. Yeah,
so
I said, I've been with the company for almost 12 years. I'm also very careful when I'm speaking with someone as to when they want to be charged, whether if it is on that follow-up call, that exact moment that I'm speaking with them. If it's a post-date like it was today, I will always ask, you know, what time would you want us to charge that for you? So, you know, I get that you have concerns and that maybe you didn't know exactly what would happen here once we got started, but it's actually a good thing that we are getting this going for you. Like I said, you're not going to have a payment scheduled for 6 weeks, and I'm going to personally follow up with the other side that gets the ball rolling here. I'll always be checking on this. I'll check on it every day just to see and make sure what we're doing and how everything is working out for you. I'll make sure that your follow-up call, your first touch call is done within that first 10 days to 2 weeks. I'll be contacting you back long before your next payment is scheduled. And I used to work in client support too. I actually still have all the same tools through my manager system here. I can do anything that they can do, and I still have authorization to do that from when I worked in client support many, many years ago. So if I need to, for example, you know, give you a service credit and continue to work on your account without charging you, I mean, I'm not saying that that's the plan, but if you were going to wait and get all your ducks in a row before getting started, then obviously getting on that first page of Google would not have happened immediately anyway. But at least in this way, we're able to get things started for you, attach Facebook ads to your website, start getting your phone ringing that way, and for the actual service, I mean, we may, if I have to push the billing out, pause the Facebook ads and things like that, but I mean, those Facebook ads, we'll make those stretch out the 6 weeks. You'll still get those phone calls, and I'll contact you long before your next payment is scheduled on the 16th of May.
Yeah, I'm gonna probably need to see today. I'll look at everything and kind of see, you know. But how long do I have before I can cancel? Because like I said, it was kind of an inconvenience, especially when she told me like the time frames and things like that. I'm like, okay, well, I wish I would have known that before paying. So.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I don't want you to kind of pull the ripcord before you jump out of the plane. Obviously, like I said, it kind of is overwhelming for some businesses to hear all of that and be like, well, I don't have all of that ready right now. And we are, you know, very well versed in dealing with these types of situations. We come across them, you know, all the time. So we'll be able to work with you and work with Google. You know, you're not in any time crunch here at all. I mean, let us get this started. Like I said, you know,
I can't and call because I would have to pay you guys another payment before I can even, you know, get things
That's what I'm saying. You don't. I mean, it's just the $249 that's already billed. I mean, as far as canceling, you can cancel at any time. You know, and that's not going to be an issue. You're not going to bill again until we do right by you. That's what I'm saying. I will follow up with you, make sure that we get things going. I'm already pushing your billing out 2 weeks, so that won't even be an issue. But I will definitely reach back out to you before the 16th of May and make sure that everything is right. And like I said, if we have to, we'll give you a service credit and work on your account for free. Keep on working on it, not just put things on pause, but keep on working for it for free. You know, because like I said, it's that first month, you know, that second month, sometimes we have to kind of really put in a little bit of extra effort in certain situations, but we are well versed in doing that. I mean, we've been doing this for over 20 years, but I know that once we get you on that first page, you're going to keep the service long term and it makes sense for you. I mean, it has to make sense for you for it to make sense for us, and your success is our success. We actually, even at 249, we need to earn your business for several months just for us to break even on it. But we are willing to do that, and as a pricing director, I'm authorized. In fact, it's my job to make this affordable enough for you to give it the opportunity to work. That's why I'm pushing your billing out, why I'm going to follow up on my end and do my due diligence to make sure that we're moving your account forward before you even get processed for a second payment. I will contact you long before May 16th and make sure that everything's going well on the account. So like I said, you can cancel at any time. That's not going to be a problem. You're not forced to, like I said, kind of have us stop doing this.